Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Daniel chapters 7 to 9. Understand the stunning accuracy of biblical prophecy. We read in Daniel chapter 9 verses 25 and 26 like this. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. It was Bill Jones who once remarked, Psalms 22 vividly describes how Christ would die. Isaiah 53 describes why Christ would die. And Daniel 9 adds to this verse by identifying when Christ would die. In fact, God gave Daniel a preview of Jewish history that transcended beyond his lifetime. A day was coming that the city of Jerusalem would be rebuilt and the temple of God would be restored. Not only that, the expected Messiah would come to the earth and die for the sins of humankind. Thus, Daniel predicted that 483 years after the decree of rebuilding Jerusalem, the Messiah would come into Jerusalem and be put to death. And exactly 483 years later, the Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem and was crucified. Our Lord Jesus came into this world exactly on the day that God had planned from eternity past, as we understand from Apostle Paul's letter to Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 like this. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. We are also confirmed that God planned His Son's death down to a precise day and time. The New Testament declares to us in Acts 15 verse 18 like this, known to God from eternity are all His works. Daniel also prophesied that the Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Jesus died in utter poverty, having just the clothes that He wore, exactly as was predicted. Let us be convinced today of the stunning accuracy of biblical prophecy. If God controls the timeline of history, we can definitely trust God with our timeline and our future. Let us put out our total trust in God alone and declare boldly to Him, "My times are in Your hand."